The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday edition. Thank you for joining me. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I had a really good weekend. It was a busy weekend. We're preparing for something real special next weekend. And we were busy. Had a belated birthday lunch with our daughter and son-in-law yesterday. And I'm very, very hesitant, and I mean this sincerely, to talk a whole lot about our home church, because I don't want to prefer one church over another in our listening audience, and I mean that sincerely. I don't talk a whole lot about our home church, which is Genoa Church in Westerville. But yesterday morning's message was just absolutely solid gold. Pastor Frank Carl is in a series in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 6. And chapter 6, I believe, is one of the most important chapters in all of the Bible. It's one of the pivotal portions of the New Testament because it talks about our crucifixion with Christ, our death in Christ, how we have been set free from the penalty of sin and the power of sin. And Romans 6:11, In all the years that I've heard other people preach, I have probably only heard two or three sermons through all of these years on Romans 6:11, which is about reckoning. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto Christ. That principle of reckoning in Romans 6:11 is one of the most important keys to victory, to living a victorious Christian life in all the Bible. And it is never preached. It's almost never taught. And Pastor Carl did an excellent job. It's one of those Sundays when Joy and I were not booked, and we enjoy being fed. So anyway, it was great. And I know this may sound self-serving. Well, two things. I would encourage you to go to the Genoa Baptist Church website and listen to yesterday morning's message. All of the messages are available there. Listen to yesterday morning's message. if you want to go even just a little bit deeper on our DVD series for Crosspower Ministries, Joy and I have put together a 7-session DVD on living in victory. And we spend one entire session on this principle of reckoning. And it's very inexpensive. I mean, compared to other Bible studies, it's probably a third or less the cost of a typical video Bible study series. Because our intent is not to make money. But the cost would be worth it just for that one session on reckoning and the notes that go along with it, which are in the accompanying workbook. It honestly is one of the most important principles in all of the Bible, this thing of reckoning. And I believe it'll change your life. And if you want to get that, crosspower.net is our website, crosspower.net, and click on the store. It would make a phenomenal Christmas present for someone. crosspower.net and click on store. We just mailed out a leader's guide this morning, which is the book for the leader and the study guides. And anyway, I would just encourage you to get it. All right, to local news, that just unbelievably disgusting story that happened at Olentangy Hyatt's Middle School back in May. 8 students were charged with tainting their teacher's food with bodily fluids. Just absolutely disgusting. Well, the 7th of the 8 students was sentenced, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. All of the students were 14 and 15 years old. The names are not being released, which, by the way, I think is fine. But the 7th of the 8 students was sentenced to 20 days in juvenile detention and 100 hours of community service. He will also have to undergo training on food contamination. The final defendant, the final young man, will be sentenced sometime next month, or at least he is due in court next month. Just sickening. And folks, remind your kids, if you have teenagers, you know, probably not every day, but remind your teenagers. Teenagers do stupid things, all right? We know that. We were all teenagers and we all did stupid things, but remind your teenager that those stupid things can change your life. They can. So anyway, that's it for the local news. Then this story, I've been trying to follow this story. It's the story of Landon Hoffman. Landon Hoffman is the 5-year-old boy who was thrown from a 3rd-floor balcony at the Mall of America. Remember that? This evil man went to the mall looking for someone to kill because he didn't think women liked him and women had rejected him. So he goes to the Mall of America determined to kill someone. And he chooses this innocent 5-year-old boy, doesn't know him, never seen him before, but just grabs him and throws him off the 3rd-floor balcony. Landon falls 3 stories down onto the concrete floor. He was hurt very seriously. He was in the hospital for a long time, had a number of surgeries. But here is an update from just this past Friday. His parents want everyone to know he continues to improve. They're working towards getting him off some of his medications. He is, and I'm quoting, walking perfectly. The open wound on his belly was at last scabbing over and new skin was growing, and he is doing miraculously well. But it gets better. His parents said on Friday, quote, he gets out of the car every morning happy and blows kisses all the way into school. He is a strong, happy boy. When his mommy asks him if she can look at his wound or ask how he's doing, he always responds with, Mom, I'm healed. You don't need to ask me anymore. The family also says Landon loves life and loves Jesus. And listen to this. This is from a five-year-old who could have been killed, was in the hospital, had surgeries. And listen to this. Landon Nell tells people when they get hurt, don't worry, I fell off a cliff, but angels caught me and Jesus loves me, so I'm okay and you will be too. That's from a five-year-old. Landon Nell tells people when they get hurt, don't worry, I fell off a cliff, but angels caught me and Jesus loves me, so I'm okay. And you will be too. His medical costs have exceeded $1 million. Fortunately, a GoFundMe campaign has raised slightly over $1 million, and evidently they still need some more, but God is wonderfully providing that as well. It's a great story. Just an absolutely great story. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, as I constantly tell you, I'm not an expert on anything, but this vaping thing is something that we should be very concerned about. Here's another instance, a 22-year-old in a New York hospital on the brink of death from vaping. It's not certain whether he's going to make it or not. And, of course, a lot of this is the vaping stuff that's illegal. The whole vaping thing, you know, kind of exploded on the market. And where there is money, there will be corruption. And just a reminder, be careful. Be careful. Bringing a foreign substance into your lungs is not a good idea, whether it's cigarettes, tobacco, or whether it's vaping. But it's just water vapor. Well, it's not just water vapor. It has something in it, either nicotine or a flavor or whatever. It's not good. It's not good. Be careful. Be cautious. Don't get hooked. Don't do something dumb. Now, here is something that is not dumb at all. My Salvation Army Red Kettle is up thewordcolumbus.com. I kept thinking WRFD.com. That may still work. But the official website for WRFD is thewordcolumbus.com. And the Salvation Army banner is up. Now, folks, we're not really officially beginning the campaign for at least another week or so. But we have a goal of $8,000. I want to fill our kettle, and it's our kettle. It's not my kettle. Now, when you go to the website, it'll say, you know, Bob Burney's kettle. But it's our kettle. It's our family, the WRFD, Bob Burney Live family. And listen to me carefully. This controversy about Chick-fil-A has really hurt Salvation Army. Whatever you think about this, Chick-fil-A has, unfortunately and sadly, thrown Salvation Army under the bus. They have said, well, we're not going to support organizations that discriminate against LGBTQ. They do not name Salvation Army in that. But because they stopped supporting Salvation Army, the implication, the connection is very clear. Most people, reasonable people, evaluating this whole thing with Chick-fil-A and Salvation Army, would conclude that Chick-fil-A has declared the Salvation Army as a discriminatory, hate-mongering, bigoted, anti-LGBTQ organization, which is not true. Salvation Army still adheres to biblical principles when it comes to marriage, and praise God for that, but they will serve anyone. They do not discriminate on anybody they serve. That means we need to take up the slack. And I'm praying that this year in our Red Kettle campaign, we will set a record and just send out a message to the world. We believe in what the Salvation Army is doing. Now, you're going to hear a lot of pleas from other people about Salvation Army. All right? Our Red Kettle campaign, every penny, every nickel, every dollar that is put into our virtual kettle at thewordcolumbus.com stays right here in Central Ohio. If you donate to another radio program, a national talk show host, that money is going to go to national, which that's fine. But those dollars are not going to come back to Columbus, Ohio. If you give to our virtual kettle, every dollar stays here in Central Ohio. So I'm not knocking other talk shows. I'm not knocking other talk show hosts. I just want you to realize our virtual Red Kettle at thewordcolumbus.com, every dollar stays here. The kettle is up. Now, if you go to thewordcolumbus.com, you should see the big banner across the top of the page. If not, hit refresh. You may have to hit refresh a couple times, but then it will pop up. And let's start filling it up. Today, why don't you go to thewordcolumbus.com? And again, if you don't see the Red Kettle banner, just hit refresh until the Red Kettle comes up. And why don't you drop as much as you possibly can in today? Now, again, we haven't even officially started this campaign. But I want us to set an all-time record this year. Salvation Army is under attack like never before. And from people we never thought would attack the Salvation Army. And that's why this year, it is just on my heart more than ever before that we do something significant. So, thewordcolumbus.com. In fact, during this top of the hour break, that'd be a great, great time. Thewordcolumbus.com. If you don't see the Red Kettle banner, hit refresh. It'll pop up. Drop some dollars in. Drop a lot of dollars in. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's set a record. All right? All right. We'll be back.